Philippians 2:1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, 2:2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. 2:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. 2:4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. 2:6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. 2:7. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. 2:8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. 2:9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. 2:10. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. 2:11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do, of his good pleasure. 2:14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. 2:15. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. 2:16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. 2:17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. 2:18. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. 2:19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. 2:24. I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. 2:21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. 2:22. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. 2:23. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. 2:24. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. 2:25. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. 2:26. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. 2:27. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him. And not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. 2:28. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. 2:29. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. 2:30. Because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me.